Welcome to the Trinity Reformed Church podcast. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.
Our exhortation this morning comes from Hebrews 5, verse 14. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. This statement comes on the heels of a pretty deep theological point, in which the author concedes that it is probably too deep for his readers. It shouldn't be, he says. In fact, at this point, they should already be teachers themselves. But instead, they are still like little children who need milk instead of solid food. They still need to learn the fundamentals of the faith before they can get into the deep things. The specific issue in Hebrews is that they are being led astray by false teaching. They do not have the discernment muscles or their discernment muscles built up yet. And this is because they are not working out. Now, it may be tempting to think that discernment comes by exposing yourself to various teachings, good and bad. But this is not really the right path, is it? In fact, in many ways, that's the problem. You know, this should be obvious to us, right? It would be like giving our children to the state school system so that they can get a balanced view of the world. We don't do that. Well, remember what Romans 12 tells us. We first present our bodies to God in worship. And we do this in order that our minds might be transformed to discern what is good, acceptable, and perfect. And it is also practicing the fundamentals every day, like the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is what Hebrews is referring to when it says constant practice. This is how you build up your discernment muscles. And the application this morning is this. The stuff that we take in, whether it's books, podcasts, videos, social media, before we consume it, we ought to first pause and ask ourselves whether we are able to wisely discern it. And how do we do this? Well, we take a look at our life and see if we are daily walking in obedience. How is our marriage? How well are we fighting sin on a day-to-day basis? What is the aroma of our home? Is it pleasing or is it pungent? How well do we know our Bible compared to how much we know about current or historical events? How often do we pray and sing psalms compared to how often we argue about conspiracy theories or controversial ideas? Biblical wisdom is not about being smart, and it's not about filling your head with facts. It's plodding obedience day in and day out. It's worship and service. It's loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. And as you build those muscles and your life bears the fruit of this obedience, then God will extend your responsibilities and your ability to discern what is good, acceptable, and perfect.
Thanks for listening. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.